It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to another edition of Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and it's so good to have you joining me for this Friday edition of the program. All week long, we've been talking from my new book, which is entitled In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. I've been fascinated most of my life by these In Him verses that I find in the Bible. They're so rich because they speak of our position in Christ. They speak of our salvation, our security that we have in Him. Today we come to one of the great In Him verses. It's found in 2 Corinthians, the very first chapter in verse 20. This is what it says. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. You know, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, the Bible overflows with promises. Promises of God's blessing, promises of His provision, promises of His healing, protection, forgiveness, and even eternal life. And yet Paul tells us something pretty profound here. He says, all the promises of God, every single one of them, find their fulfillment in Christ Jesus. And for those who are in Him, every promise is stamped with a resounding yes and sealed with an eternal amen. He says they are yes in Him and amen to the glory of God. This truth is staggering, friend, because it means that none of God's promises dangle before us like a carrot, always out of reach. They're not maybe in Christ. They're yes in Him, and their amen is spoken through Christ. Your outcome has already been determined long before the need ever arrived. Think about it. Left to ourselves, we could never qualify for the promises of God. We're not good enough on our own. His covenant blessings require obedience that we could never produce. But Christ fulfilled the law perfectly, and because we're in Him, His obedience gives credit on our account. And that's why Paul can write this with such confidence that all of God's promises are yours. Not because of your striving, not because of any good thing you will ever do, but because of your position in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to consider some of these promises today because they're so rich, they're so powerful. We have the promise of forgiveness. See, he tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise He made, and in Christ, they're yes and amen. How about the promise of provision? My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. The one I really love, too, is the promise of His presence. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. In Christ, we're never abandoned, no matter how dark it seems. He's right there with you, friend. His presence goes before us. And then there's the greatest of all, the promise of eternal life. He said, and this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. 1 John 2 and verse 25. See, in Christ, death lost its sting, and eternity is secure in Him. See, friend, the cross is the guarantee of all these promises. If God kept His greatest promise to send His Son as a Savior, the promise He made to Eve in the garden, that her seed would crush the head of the serpent, if He kept this promise, He will certainly fulfill the rest of them. Paul reasons this in Romans 8:32. He says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all these things? Friend, we are sons and daughters in Christ. We don't have to beg God. We just come boldly to the throne of grace, and He's right there to meet us. But notice, these promises are not given to just inflate our egos or to fulfill our selfish desires. They're for the glory of God, he says. when we stand on God's promises and see them fulfilled in our lives, it brings glory to God. The promises are not just for our blessing. They're to bring glory and honor to Him. So when you read the promises of Scripture, don't just read them as distant ideals or a great goal to shoot for. Read them as your inheritance in Christ. Because God said, every promise is yes in Christ. And it's answered with your amen of faith. The Father promises this. The Son fulfills it. And the Spirit applies it to your life. Friend, do you read the promises of God as just a possibility or an ideal to shoot for or something you'd really like to see happen? Or do you read them as certainties secured in Christ? That's where faith comes in. Faith comes where we believe the promises of God and then we see them manifest in our lives. Not only do we have the promises of God, friend, but we have the blessing in Him. This comes from chapter 12 in my book, and it's founded on the verse Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. This is what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. When we commonly think of blessings, we commonly think of having a nice car, having a nice house, even a beautiful family. But friend, the blessings of God extend so beyond that. I am blessed every day that I walk with health. God has blessed me in so many ways. And spiritually, I am blessed because His presence is with me. See, the opening line of Paul's letter to the Ephesians here, it bursts out with praise. Before he asks God for anything, Paul blesses him for everything. Blessed be the Lord God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. It's not just enough for God to bless you. You need to bless God, friend. Let's look deeper into this verse. He begins with, blessed be the God and Father. See, all blessings begin with the Father. He is the source. Our lives are not defined by what we lack or by what He has already given us. But gratitude becomes our posture because we recognize that every good gift we have flows from God's heart of love. God loved me, so He gave His only begotten Son. God loved me, so He provides all my needs according to His riches and glory. Paul went on to say, who has blessed us? The God and Father who has blessed us. Notice that's past tense. Paul writes as though the blessing is already complete, even if it hasn't manifested yet, He's blessed us. In fact, at the cross and through the resurrection, Christ secured every blessing for us. It came because of what He did on the cross, friend. You're not waiting for God to bless you. We're learning to walk in that blessing He's already poured out in Christ Jesus. Then He tells us what we've been blessed with. I love this. He says, every spiritual blessing. See, God doesn't deal in half measures. He doesn't just half fulfill a promise. He doesn't withhold or ration out His goodness. In Christ, He's given us every blessing we need. Life, forgiveness, peace, joy, strength, hope, victory, eternal life. I could go on and on. Count your blessings. Make a journal that's a blessing journal and just write in on a daily basis all the blessings from the Father. And then He tells us where those blessings come from. He says He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. See, these blessings, they're not confined to the limitations of this earth. If the earth was my source, I would be in trouble. Friend, God is my source. And apart from Christ, we're empty today. But in Him, we're filled. We're filled to overflowing. Because He tells us these blessings in the heavenly places, they're found in Christ. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. We're poor. We're wretched. But in Christ, we're rich and overflowing with the blessings of God. Friend, the truth, when you understand this truth about God's blessings, it changes how you pray. You say, what do you mean, Keith? Well, instead of begging God for something that He's already decided to give you, we begin to thank Him for it. And we appropriate by faith what's already ours in Christ. Now, most of you listening know my story. I went almost a full year without being able to walk. It was devastating. I still had a ministry to do. I still had radio programs to do. I still had to preach every day or every week at my church. But you know what? I began thanking God for my healing long before it ever manifested. I realized that my healing wasn't found in a doctor because one by one, they checked off the list that they could do nothing. But you know what, friend? God provided my healing through Jesus Christ. And one day, it began to manifest and I began walking. And daily, by day, by day, by day, strength grew in my life. And I began to thank God for what He already paid for on the cross. See, we do not pray for His presence. We thank Him that He's promised to never leave us or forsake us. Imagine the transformation that comes when you begin to see yourself as already blessed. Not waiting for the blessing, but already blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. See, you're not lacking. You're supplied, friend. You're not empty. You're full in Christ. You're not abandoned. You're chosen, adopted, redeemed, and then sealed in Christ by the Holy Spirit. And notice Paul's response. It's worship. When you truly see how rich you are in Jesus, praise becomes a natural overflow from your heart. Gratitude overflows. Thanksgiving abounds because of every blessing God has blessed you with in Christ Jesus. You no longer approach life from a place of poverty, but you begin to see the abundance that we have in Christ Jesus and His blessings. So perhaps you're listening today and you say, Keith, my life is far from anything that looks like blessing. Well, I want to tell you today, discover the mystery of Christ in you. Discover what it means to be in Him and lift your eyes above the circumstances and fix them on your position in Christ Jesus. It changes the way you view life, friend, because in Him you are already blessed with every spiritual blessing. You don't have to chase after blessings. The Bible tells us that David wrote in the Psalms, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Notice, the blessing will follow you. You don't have to chase blessing. It comes because you are positioned in Christ, friend. You only have to live in Him and let Him flow through you. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. He loves you, my friend. He really, really does. We'll see you next week.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God, not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.